Welcome to CCFR Radio. We are your newsletter in the form of a podcast. It is the 8th of July, 2017. I am your host, Morley Knight, and this is Episode 2. For the second episode of CCFR Radio, I'm going to bring you highlights from the AGM that we had in Calgary 2 weeks ago. I'm going to start off with a rundown of your directors so you know who to reach out to according to what province you're in. Here is your 2017 list of the Board of Directors. In British Columbia, we have Rod Giltaka and Nathan Picklick. Alberta, you'll see Michael Loberg and Aaron Snell. Saskatchewan is Sean Hindeman, and in Manitoba, you have Ron Scott. Ontario, you have Jamie Elliott and Gord Lamoureux. In Quebec, you'll have Dominique Duchesne and Sandro Abel. Covering the three maritime provinces of New Brunswick, Newfoundland and Labrador, and Prince Edward Island, you have Trevor Furlott. And yours truly, for Nova Scotia, Morley Knight. When you look back to see how the CCFR has grown, we look back to last year's AGM that we held in Ottawa. During the meeting portion of the AGM weekend, we had five people show up to be in attendance for the meeting. And the dinner that we hosted that night, we had, I believe it was 30 people that actually bought tickets to attend that dinner. Now, when you look at this year, we had roughly 40 people attend the meeting and about 80 people for the dinner. So you can see the rapid growth there in just the past 12 months. Now, mind you, even though the numbers were low in Ottawa, as the same as this year, we had people tuning in. We were streaming it live online so people could watch without having to travel across the country to get to where we are. That is another first in firearms advocacy in Canada, bringing the meeting to the members for when the members can't get to the meeting. Now, in talking about the dinner that we had that night, I mean, hats off to the cooks. The food was great. Service was awesome. But in regards to the speakers, we had three wonderful guest speakers at the AGM dinner. The first was Michelle Rempel. She's a member of Parliament for Calgary Nose Hill. She shared her wonderful story about how she became involved with firearms, including getting her RPAL after the fact of being present during the shooting on Parliament Hill. Hopefully, we'll be able to get her on the show, and then she'll be able to share that story with all of you. She was followed by Blaine Calkins. He's the Member of Parliament for Red Deer Lacombe. Blaine really understands who the CCFR is and what we're about. He knows the struggles that are faced by Canadian firearms owners and explained that to the fullest in his speech. Last, but certainly not least, we had Rick Timmons from Alberta Tactical Rifle Supply. I really can't say enough about this guy. Not only was he the very first one to ever put a CCFR pamphlet in every order going out, but he quickly gave us a rundown of what it took to be the first and only manufacturer of non-restricted semi-automatic rifles in Canada, being the Modern Varmiter and the Modern Hunter. Now, I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. The directors work so hard for the Canadian firearms owners that, honestly, they find very little time to get to the range and be able to shoot. So, to have that opportunity come about, it doesn't happen often, but on Saturday evening, the Calgary Shooting Center became the highlight of the night. We had directors, field officers, and a number of members show up for a CCFR gunny night in Calgary Shooting Center's cinematic range. That was the first time I was on a range like this. Of course, I've been on indoor ranges before, and even the more techie ones with animated screens to shoot at. But this time was truly a first. I mean, I got to shoot live rounds at a reactive screen. I've never had that opportunity before, you know, rather than just holding an expensive laser pointer that looks like a gun. Over the years, I've adopted the quote, "I love the smell of cordite in the morning." You know, it's the movie quote, good reference, every gunny shouts it sooner or later. Well, it turns out that I love the smell of cordite in the evening, too. You may have noticed at the start of the show how I introduced myself and nobody else. Well, Trevor Furlott is missing in action. He's not available to join me today because he's at the 7th annual Canadian Podcasters Charity Shoot, which starts today, July the 8th, at the Guelph Rod and Gun. Of course, that's in Guelph, Ontario. That is hosted by the Canadian Patriot Podcast and the International Liberty or Death Podcast. This year's charity is Many to One. You can find that at many-one.org. Many-to-one.org. I can't stress enough the importance of actually joining the CCFR, as in putting the money forward and buying that membership. Sure, it's wonderful to have you all as a part of the Facebook group, but we need memberships. We fight for your rights. No fight is free, especially this one. Even just $40 for an individual membership really goes towards helping the cause. Now, we currently have another one of our amazing contests running right now. So if you aren't a member yet, go to www.firearmrights.ca and buy an Advanced Forces package. This will get you a full 1 year individual membership with the CCFR and one victory bond for $55. A victory bond is an entry into the contest. Yeah, that's right, a membership and a contest entry for those enlisting for the first time. Early bird prizes have been donated by our friends at Joint Force Tactical, Lockhart Tactical, CTC Supplies, and Plasticase, the makers of Nanook cases. Check out the contest page for all of the details now at firearmrights.ca. Now, you've already missed two chances if you haven't entered already. The first early bird prize was drawn on the 27th of June. The winner has the choice of a primary arms 1-6 red dot optic or a 4-14x44 rifle scope, complements of CTC supplies. Stephen Boivin is the early bird week one winner on that. Congrats to you. Now for week two, we drew that name on the 4th of July. That's a D3 CRX Haley Strategic Chest Rig in Multicam from Joint Force Tactical. And we'll give a big shout out to Scott Simmons, who is the winner of that. So you still have three chances to win. We have two more early bird draws and the grand prize draw of $10,000 credit at International Shooting Supply. If you win, you get to tee up with Scott and work out how you're going to spend the 10 grand. If you're not local to them, you can order everything online. Beautiful. Now, in regards to the other two early bird draws, they're coming up. They're going to be soon. One is in just 3 days from now, the 11th of July. Somebody is going to be the proud new owner of a Streamlight HL4 from Lockhart Tactical. And 1 week from that, on July 18th, will be the final early bird draw. That will be a Nanook 995 rifle case from Plasticase. From all of us at the CCFR to all of our sponsors in this contest, I want to give you a huge thank you. We can't express it enough. Now, I assume if not all of you, then the majority of you are aware of something that just happened recently. Gun owners across the country are once again frustrated with the Liberal government handing over the decision-making process to law enforcement, a duty that is usually reserved for elected officials. On the 14th of June, RCMP Firearms Program posted a new memo on their website with yet another reinterpretation of legislation surrounding firearms. Reclassification of the 80% lower receivers. Tracy Wilson, who's the VP of Public Relations and CCFR lobbyist, sent a communication to Public Safety Minister Ralph Goodale's office immediately asking why the continuous bombardment on law-abiding gun owners is allowed to continue. At the very least, some kind of notification should be sent to gun owners who are now in possession of a prohibited device if they own an 80% receiver for an AR-15, which is the world's most popular sporting rifle. As of right now, we're still waiting to get an answer back. Gun owners are still reeling from the impact of Goodale's Bill C-52, an amendment to the Act to end the Long Gun Registry that reopens the data out of Quebec and encourages the province to attain it. According to RCMP Deputy Commissioner testimonies, that data was destroyed. For a party that promises open, transparent, fact-based decision-making, they are not living up to their campaign promises. the CCFR encourages the Office of Public Safety to take a break from the barrage on gun owners and refocus efforts on preventing actual crime. The Liberals had included a promise of $100 million to the provinces and territories to combat guns and gangs, something that would have a positive effect on public safety. That promise was notably missing from the disastrous budget reveal earlier this year. It seems quite clear that Public Safety Minister Goodale is washing his hands of the firearms file and allowing law enforcement to run that department. We'll keep you up to date as information becomes available on these issues. And now we're going to move on to iTunes reviews. Not bad. We've only had one episode so far, and we already have two iTunes reviews. The first one is from Real Lucky Luke. This is a great resource for gun owners and those looking to get into gun ownership in Canada. It's even a great resource for those who just want to learn more about Canadian gun laws. Thank you for doing this, guys. We have another from Spook020, who says, "We are the new voice for Canadian firearms owners. We are informative and have straightforward tutorials on owning and possessing firearms in Canada." Now, both of these give us 5-star reviews. I can't thank you enough for that. Anybody else that's listening, please go over to iTunes, subscribe. You'll get automatic downloads. You'll know when our next episode is coming out because it's just going to show up on your computer. And be sure to leave us a comment and give us that rating that you feel appropriate. If you would like to email the show, send an email to podcast@firearmrights.ca. And that draws episode 2 to a close. Please consider joining the CCFR because nobody works harder or is more effective at keeping your rights. You can check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and at firearmrights.ca. Don't forget, still got that contest going live over there for a couple more weeks. $55 gets you a victory bond and a 1-year membership. Until next time, this is CCFR Radio. I am your host, Morley Knight. I'll talk to you soon.